On your radio, across Liverpool, the North West and North Wales, on DAB+. This is Liverpool Live.
Louis, welcome. How are you?
Hey, John, how are you? I'm doing fantastic.
Are you really? Oh, you'll have to send the recipe over here then, mate. What's going on? Hey, listen, I know we're in
No matter what they do, they can't get me down. I'm a happy guy.
Well, that's so good to know, mate, because we're all happy in this place as well, full of motivation, no negativity.
Good. That's what I like to hear.
So tell me, Louis, you know, I mean, we all know about your famous dad and the Disney brand, the Jungle Book. Well, what does Louis Prima Jr. have to offer now?
Well, I've been doing music, you know, pretty much my whole life. I did rock and roll back in the 80s and 90s and got a day job to raise my kids and make sure that they had some stability, and then got back into music kind of slowly and really bit off a chunk back in 2010. I found a really great, you know, I was looking for a band that was there, that were fantastic musicians as well as performers, because it's important for me to put on a show as well as provide music.
Yeah.
And what I wanted to do was use my father's music kind of as a tool to get back into the music business, as well as pay him tribute and take his brilliant music and his musical legacy and style and move it forward and create new and bring it to future generations. So I put this whole band together. We've been on the road nonstop since 2010. We just got finished, well, right before the pandemic hit, we finished recording our third album for Warrior Records, Universal Music Distribution. We hope to have it out soon.
Right.
But it's, you know, we write music. We create in the vein of my father, as well as the likes and dislikes of the songwriters in the band. And, you know, we're primarily a live band doing, you're going to get Prima Jr. And a whole lot of surprises, man. We'll play anything.
Wow. So what does the album provide, Louis?
Well, we've got, this is kind of the third step. Our first album, called Return of the Wildest, for Warrior Records, had mostly remakes of my father's, what I felt were his staple songs, and something, you know, things that showed my band off pretty good, because we're pretty loud and boisterous. The second album, we got into songwriting mode, and, you know, it was our first attempt at creating music that fit us. So you got a great deal of original material. We did I think one of my father's songs. We did Goody Two Shoes from Adam Ant, redid that one. And I did a duet with my father on a song about New Orleans called That's My Home, where Capitol Records let us use his vocal track. And, you know, we got to play with my father. I sang a duet with him, played the trumpet with him.
Nice.
Album number three is kind of a step more in the direction of what we're doing. It's all original, save for one or two songs. It's kind of the second round of writing, so I think we're getting more into a groove of what we're going to sound like. And, you know, it's kind of hard to describe, because I don't know if it's jazz, I don't know if it's swing, I don't know if it's rock. I do think it's what my father would be writing and doing if he were alive today, because he always changed with the times.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we take a wealth of musical knowledge and likes and dislikes. There's four main songwriters in the band, and we all have a different view of the world. So it comes together to form something truly original. And,
okay,
you know, I think it's brilliant. We put out, right before the holidays, we did a remake of a song called Hey Skinny Santa. It's a Christmas tune. We put that out right before the holidays. You can go listen to that now wherever you find and buy music, and it's going to be a bonus track on the album when it finally comes out.
Wow. If you were to compare yourself, or if somebody was to compare you to somebody else, Louis, who would it be?
I don't know. I think if you took my father and AC/DC and put them on a stage together, I think that's what we're going to sound like. I don't know a better way to describe it other than it's a rock band with horns. We you know, we took my father's music and really put 2020 into it. It's I handpicked the musicians in this band. My drummer's been with me coming up on 12 years, and he's a punk rock drummer. You know, he can play the shuffle as fast as Jimmy Vincent or anybody.
Wow.
But he plays it like he's trying to kill his drum set. And, you know, the rest of the band plays with a like mind. You know, there's a lot of aggression in what we do. There's a lot of performance in what we do. People have called it a freight train, and I think that kind of accurately describes it. We hit the stage and don't stop till the end. You know, I don't do a lot of storytelling. You know, there's a couple stories of my father you got to tell on stage so people know where we're coming from. But it's more important for people to know where we're going, and where we're going is taking this brilliant, New Orleans-based swing, rock, whatever you want to call it, and giving it a future and providing a much-needed band in this world of entertainment. There's a lot of bands out there doing what we do.
Okay. So moving out of New Orleans, does that mean you're going to be moving over to the UK for a tour?
We are working on it, right? You know, we had... before the pandemic shut everything down, we were actually in Capitol Records when this whole thing started, and we stepped out the door and the world was closed. We had about 120 dates on the books, and we're working on a European tour. We've played there quite a few times. I've even played in Sicily. I know you guys have a great appreciation for music, especially this style. And we work hard to get over there. It's difficult to take 12 people, you know, across the pond, so to speak.
Absolutely.
And play a couple of shows.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we're constantly trying to put together, you know, small tours to make it profitable for everybody. I know we were working on October for this year. I don't know the full status of it, but it's a work in progress. We work with quite a few different promoters, in different countries, and just trying to make it work, because we've had a blast when we came over there. You guys are great to us, and I'm excited to get over there and share what we do, you know, because I think the live show is something, it's really something you got to see. You can't look at a video
No.
and get the same feel as you do in a live show.
Unbelievable. Is your album available now, Louis?
The new one is not available yet. We are in the final mixing processes right now. We unfortunately got delayed. You can't put out an album if you can't tour to support it.
Right.
So we're waiting for the powers that be to say go ahead. We're pretty close, and we hope to have it out, probably mid-spring. Hint, hint.
Okay,
and,
yes, yes.
I should have a target date very soon. We're working very hard with the record label and the distribution company to make this happen, because I'm excited to get it out. Our other material is available anywhere you find music, iTunes, Amazon,
yeah.
Some record stores. You can go online to my website, louisprimajr.com, and there's links to go get it there, so you can see where we've been and hopefully want to check out where we're going.
Fantastic. Mate, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I certainly will talk to you again before we get towards the October, because I think spring would be a good time to talk to you.
Absolutely. As soon as we can get some dates shored up, I'll have, my people reach out to your people and we'll make it happen. We're I want nothing more than to spread this music around and perform for people. So hopefully it happens soon.
Can't wait to see a band with horns, mate. You look after yourself, Louis.
You too. God bless. And thanks for having me.
Hey, you take care. Enjoy your coffee. Take care, mate.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye. There we go. Louis Prima Jr. over there. And the rain, he said, it was over in New Orleans.
On your radio, across Liverpool, the North West and North Wales, on DAB+. This is Liverpool Live.